Mr. Foster, what do you expect from this conference?
In this conference, I was wanting to let participants know where we've got to within our efforts to promote more sustainable groundwater management, and to hear particularly the reactions on the one hand of German specialists who've been working in the same area and how they have been faring with these problems, and also many of your guests and international participants. This conference has been extremely well attended internationally. I think there are more than 20 or 30 people from each of the main regions of the world, and some of them have a lot of experience. So I was interested in getting their reaction and listening to what they think are the key issues they're facing and to what extent they're able to cope with the challenges.
What do you expect from the scientists according to Integrated Water Resources Management?
That's quite a tough question, in fact, because like in many areas of the environment, to some degree, it's difficult to keep the science close to application. But what has been very clear to me is that we really need a high level of refinement in the way we account for the resource, understand its replenishment, its use, and its discharge, a very refined level of accounting and measurement, high quality measurement, to be able to manage properly. And that's science.
What are the core areas or the main questions of future water research in Europe or on an international level?
I think I would separate the European community here from the typical problems of the major developing countries in the semi-arid and drought-prone areas. In Europe, I think we are, with the Framework Directive, which is very, very well formed, in my opinion, very soundly based. I think if we're able to implement that on a reasonable basis in the coming years, it will achieve a balance between the environment and use, between preserving quality, identifying risk, and spending money where money most needs to be spent on protection and conservation. So I think we have things in place if in these difficult economic times we are able to implement and follow the directive on a framework across Europe. If you go to the developing world, the challenges are tremendous. The rate of urbanization is colossal. It's much bigger than we've ever experienced in Europe. And this poses enormous challenges for water supply and for wastewater elimination and reuse and so on. So urbanization is a massive challenge, particularly in Africa and in South Asia. If we talk about food production and my own area of groundwater, most groundwater resources in the semi-arid areas are already heavily committed to irrigated agriculture. So we've got to find ways of increasing the value of that water use. In other words, we've got to get more cash returns per cubic meter of use, because we can't expand the amount of use because the resources in many countries, China and India particularly, largely committed or already overcommitted.
So, in your opinion, what are the main obstacles to implement an integrated water resources management concept?
Well, I think that the biggest obstacles still are essentially institutional and organizational. It's difficult to generalize here because different countries have a different institutional landscape. But still, in many major countries, and countries that are advancing very fast, the so-called BRIC countries, in some of them, still we have a separation institutionally and organizationally, both in national and local government, between water quantity and water quality. In the case of India, yes, in India in particular, we have a separation between groundwater and surface water. And if you're talking about getting an overall rounded policy, these are fairly big obstacles which have to be overcome. I'm not saying that a total reform is necessary, but some change in the way we work.